And as I took note of the place, it cannot be far where he abides.
What's to be thought of? I mean, does the rumor hold for true that he's so full of gold?
Certain. Alcibiades reported. Phrynea and Timandra had gold of him. He likewise enriched poor struggling soldiers with great quantities.
Breaking of his has been but a try for his presence.
Nothing else. You shall see him a palm in Athens again and flourish with the highest. Therefore, it is not amiss we tender our love to him in this supposed distress of his. It will show on the sealers. It is very likely to load our purposes with what they travel for. If it be a just and true report, the goes is heavy.
What have you now to present unto him?
Nothing at this time but my visitation. Only I will promise him a most excellent piece.
I must serve him so too. Tell him of an intent that's coming towards him.
Good is the best. Promise him is the very air of the time. It opens the eyes of expectation. Performance is ever the duller if they need act, and but in the plainer and simpler kind of people, the deed of saying is quite out of use. The promise is most courtly and fashionable. Performance is a kind of will. Or testament that argues a great sickness in his judgment of Lacey.
I'm thinking what I shall say that I have provided for him. Yes. It must be a fascinating of himself, yes. A satire against the softness of prosperity, yes. With a discovery of the infinite flatteries that follow youth and opulence. Yes. Nay, let's seek him. Then do we sin against our own estate when we may profit meet and come too late.
No, true. When the day serves, before black call at night, find what thou wantest by your free and upward life.
Hail, worthy Timon!
Our late noble master.
Have I once lived to see two honest men?
Sir, having often of your open bounty tasted, hearing you were retired, your friends fallen off, whose thankless nature o'erbodied spirits, not all the whips of heaven are large enough. What to you, whose star-like nobleness gave life and influence to their whole being, well, I am wrapped and cannot cover the monstrous bulk of this ingratitude with any size of words.
Let it go naked. Men may see it the better. You that are honest by being what you are, make it best seen and known.
He and myself have travailed in the great shower of your gifts and sweet and filth.
You're honest, man.
We are hither come to offer you our service.
Most honest man. How shall I requite you? Can you eat root and drink cold water, no?
What we can do, we'll do. Do you, sir?
You're honest, man. You've heard that I have gold? Oh, I'm sure you have. Speak truth, you're honest, man.
So it is it, my noble lord. Therefore came up my friend, nor I.
I. Good, honest man. Thou drawest the best counterfeit in all Athens. Oh, indeed, thou the best. Thou counterfeit most lively.
So, my lord.
So, sir, as I say. And for thy fiction, why, thy verse swells with stuff so fine and smooth, not even naturally, man, on us. But for all this, my honest natured friends, I must needs say you have a little fault. Marry, it is not monstrous in you, neither wish I you take much pains to mend.
Seat your honor, make it known to us.
You take it ill.
Most thankfully, my lord.
Will you?
Indeed. Doubt it not, worthy lord.
There's never a one of you that trusts a maid that mightily deceives you.
Do we, my lord?
And you hear him call, see him dissemble, know his gross patchery, love him, feed him, keep in your bosom, yet remain assured he's a made-up villain.
I know none such, my lord.
Nor I.
Okay. I love you well. I'll give you gold. Bring me these fellows from your companies. Hang them. Stab them. Drown them in a draught. Confound them by some cause. Come to me. I'll give you gold enough.
Name them, my lord. Bid through them.
You that way, and you this. Each man apart. But two in company. All single and alone. Yes. An arch villain keeps him company. If, where thou art, two villains shall not be,
come not near him.
If thou wilt not reside,
but where one villain is,
then him abandon.
Hands. Back! You came for gold, you slaves. There's gold! You work for me! There's payment! You're an alchemist! Make gold at last! Out! Rascal, down!
That you would speak with Timon, for he said so only to himself that nothing but himself, which looks like man, is friendly with him.
Bring us to him. It's our part and promise to the Athenians to speak with Timon.
At all times alike, men are not still the same. It was time and Greece that framed him thus. Time, with his fairer hand, offering the fortunes of his former days. The former man may make him. Bring us to him and chance it as it may.
Lord Timon. Timon. Look out and speak to friends. The Athenians, by two of the most reverend senators, greet thee. Speak to them, noble Timon.
Sun that comforts, burn. Speak and be hanged. Each true word a blister. And each false. He is a cauterizing to the root of the tongue, consuming it with speaking.
Worthy Timon?
None but such as you. You of Timon.
The senators of Athens greet thee, Timon.
I thank them. Would send them back and play, could I but catch it for them.
Oh, forget what we are sorry for ourselves in thee. The senators, with one consent of love, entreat thee back to Athens, who have thought on special dignities which vacant lie for thy best use and wearing.
They confess towards thee the forgetfulness too, General Agrus.
You witch me in it. Surprise me to the very brink of tears. Tell me a fool's heart and a woman's eyes, and I'll beweep these comforts, worthy senators.
Therefore, so please be to return with us. And of our Athens, thine and ours, to take the captainship. This will be met with thanks, allied with absolute power, and thy good name live with authority. So soon we shall drive back of Alcibiades the approaches wild, who, like a boar too savage to root up his country's peace,
and shakes his threatening sword against the walls of Athens.
Therefore, Timon.
I will, sir. Therefore, I will, sir, thus. If Alcibiades killed my countrymen, let Alcibiades know this of Timon. The Timon cares not. But if he sack fair Athens and take our goodly aged men by the beards, giving our holy virgins to the stain of contumelious, beastly, mad-brained war, then let him know and tell him Timon speaks it in pity of our aged and our youth. I cannot choose, but tell him. that I cannot. Let him take it at worst. Their knives care not while you have throats to answer. Myself, there's not a whit limb and ruling cap, but I'd prize it at my love before the reverend's throat in Athens. So I leave you to the protection of the gods, as thieves to keepers.
Stay not all in vain.
Why? I was writing of my epitaph. Shall be seen tomorrow. My long sickness of health and living now begins to mend. And nothing brings me all things. Go, live still. Be Alcibiades your plague, you his. And live so long enough.
Speaking.
But yet, I love my country. And I'm not one that rejoices in the common wrath, as common brute doth put it.
That's well spoken.
Commend me to my loving countrymen.
These words become your lips as they pass through.
And enter in our ears like great triumphers in their applauding gates. Commend me to them. And tell them that to ease them of their griefs, their fears of hostile strokes, their aches, losses, their pangs of love, with other incident throes that nature's fragile vessel doth sustain in life's uncertain voyage, I will sometime restore them. I'll teach them to prevent wild Alcibiades' wrath.
I like this word. He will return again.
I have a tree which grows here in my clothes, that mine own use invites me to cut down. Shortly must I fell it. Tell my friends, tell Athens, in sequence of degree from high to low throughout, that whoso pleased to stop affliction, let him take his haste. Come hither, ere my tree hath felt the axe, and hang himself. I pray you do my greeting.
Trouble him no further. Thus you still shall find him.
Come not to me again. But say to Athens, Timon hath made his everlasting mansion upon the beached verge of the salt flood, who, once a day, with his embossed froth, the turbulent surge shall cover. Hither come, let my gravestone be your oracle. Let four words go by, and language end. What is amiss? Plague and infection lend. Graves only be men's works. Death they gain. Son, hide thy beams. Timon hath done his reign.
His discontents are removably coupled to nature. Our hope in him is dead. This return is vain, but other means are left to us. In our dear peril, to cross swift foot.